This afternoon we'll take a look at a koan from the Wumenguan. It's case number 39. Yunmen's "You Have Missed It." The case reads, a monk wanted to ask Yunmen a question and started to say, "The light serenely shines over the whole universe." Before he had even finished the first line, Yunmen interrupted him and asked, "Aren't those the words of Zhang Zhou?" The monk answered, "Yes, they are." Yunmen said, "You have missed it." Later, Su Xian took up this matter and said, "Tell me, how did the monk miss it?" Wu Men's commentary. If in regard to this episode you have grasped Yunmen's lofty and unapproachable method and know why the monk missed it, you are in a position to be a teacher of men and gods. But if you are not yet clear about it, you won't be able to save even yourself. Wu Men's verse. A line is dropped into a swift stream, greedy for the bait he has caught. If your mouth opens just a bit, your life is completely lost. We have spoken about Yunmen's history at some length in other Taisho, so I will not go into it here except to mention that he lived at the end of the Tang era, his dates being 864 to 949 of the Common Era. And he is a Dharma successor of Xue Feng, along with Zhang Qing, whose Japanese name is Chokei, and Xuan Sha, Gensha. He is also a Dharma ancestor of Xue Do, the compiler of the Blue Cliff Record. The other teacher in this koan is Master Su Xin, who lived about 170 years after Yunmen, according to Shibayama Roshi. This koan is a little unusual in that most of the time the master will not interrupt the student. The master will wait it out, let the student run out of steam, or maybe hang himself on his own words. Then the master might ask a question, push the student, test the level of realization, or maybe just rebuke the student with a shout, a blow, or a cutting remark. A monk wanted to ask Yunmen a question and started to say, "The radiance serenely illumines the whole universe." A monk wanted to ask Yunmen a question. Well, why didn't he just ask? But no, he begins with the recitation of a verse by Zhang Zhou. That's not the best way to do it, but we all have a tendency to do that, don't we? It's a bit like a preemptive strike. We want to armor ourselves with words by somebody famous or eminent, just as we enter the fray. Maybe if we dress up in borrowed words, we can fool ourselves and others that we are enlightened or that we know something. After all, you can't argue with Zhao Zhou or Ma Zhu or Shakespeare, and certainly not with the Buddha. Can you? We have the habit of using words as armor, as weapons, as a disguise, and as ways of deceiving ourselves and others, but especially ourselves. We speak of the war of words. Words of wisdom. Words of advice. Swear words. Words of prayer. Poetic words. In the legal profession, or in the overblown rhetoric of a political campaign, words are examined, dissected, parsed out, deconstructed. Look for a chink in the armor, the flaw in the fine print. There are schools of Buddhism that look to the words of the sutras, even though no sutra contains the actual words of the Buddha, but have been filtered through many translations and interpretations. The same is true of most religions. You have classes in Bible study, Quranic study, Talmudic studies, and on and on. In case number 40 of the Hekigan Roku, Lu Xuan, a high government official and disciple of Nanchuan, while talking with Nanchuan, said, "Master of the teachings Zhao said, 'Heaven and earth and I are of the same root. All things and I are of one substance.' Isn't that marvelous?" Nanchuan pointed to a flower in the garden, called to the official and said, "People these days see this flower as though they were in a dream." So, Governor Liu is also dressing up in borrowed words. And Nanchuan lets him down gently. Phrases like "people these days" are just a polite way of saying, "Hey you, you're caught in a dream." We get into words and use them to retreat back into the dream. The moment a direct experience threatens, we automatically, instinctively set up our bulwark of words, ideas, comments, judgment, and analysis. The light serenely shines over the whole universe. The poet Zhang Zhou was a layman, another government official, who came to deep awakening under Master Shi Shuang a couple of generations prior to Yunmen. Most of the commentaries on this case include a translation of his entire verse, the one he submitted to Shi Shuang and was approved by him. Here is the one by Shibayama Roshi, which I rather like. "The light serenely shines over the whole universe. Ignorant, wise, and living creatures, all are my abode. When no thought arises, the whole is fully revealed. If the six organs move even a little, it is obstructed by clouds. If you cut off your ignorance, your ailment will increase. If you look for the truth, you are also in the wrong. Living in accordance with worldly affairs, you will have no obstructions. Nirvana and life and death are like colors in a dream." Hey. That's not bad at all, is it? Just the sort of thing I like to throw in when giving a teisho. A nice bunch of words to hide behind. And these words are true. But are they the truth? Is there a difference? And if so, what is it? The light serenely shines over the whole universe. Before he had even finished the first line, Yunmen interrupted him and asked, "Aren't those the words of Zhang Zhou?" The monk answered, "Yes, they are." Yunmen said, "You have missed it." The monk missed it. He missed the truth. How did he miss it? And more to the point, how could he have not missed it? How can we avoid missing? The hardest thing in the world is to cut off the mind road. We sit zazen and thoughts come along. The temptation to follow them to some convenient stopping point is almost irresistible. To interrupt, to really cut it off, to go back to the practice, the breath, the counting, the sitting, feels like a kind of suicide. And in fact, it is. It is a cutting off of the self. And we have to do it again and again and again. Yunmen shows his great compassion here. He is doing it for the monk. He won't allow this monk to waste time, to continue wallowing in the swamp of his fascination with a set of words, digging himself deeper and deeper. You have missed it. Later, Su Xin took up this matter and said, "Tell me, how did the monk miss it?" What did the monk miss? What do you miss when you get into the word thing? When you use words to hide, to disguise, to dissemble? You're missing your life. Philip Kaplow Roshi used to warn us all at the beginning of Atesho, don't attach to the felicitous phrase. No, don't attach to any phrase, not even the most sublime. But that doesn't mean ignore or reject them either. Use them. Use them to go beyond. Don't look at the finger pointing at the moon. See past it to where it is pointing. This is the crux. Kaplow Roshi also said that if you are reading words and they just draw you on and on to more words, that reading is not going to be terribly useful. If, on the other hand, the words encourage you to quit reading and go beyond the words into practice, then they are useful. This monk is separate from the words. He's wearing them like a cheap suit. But what about Yunmen? What is he doing with words? Zhao Zhou's favorite quote is from the verse on the faith mind. The great way is not difficult. It just avoids picking and choosing. He used that phrase a lot. And that's the point. He used the words. He was not being used by them. In case number 7 in the Wu Men Guan, Zhao Zhou says, wash your bowls. In his commentary on that case, Wu Men says, Zhao Zhou opened his mouth and showed his gallbladder, his heart, and his liver. Yes. Zhao Zhou's words are as much Zhao Zhou as his bone and his blood. You can use words, but to make the words your own, you use the words to open up. Open up, not to conceal, not to impress. If you use the words to defend or armor or as a strategy or a tactic, you are blinding yourself. That's when you miss it. Wu Men's commentary. If in regard to this episode you have grasped Yunmen's lofty and unapproachable method and know why the monk missed it, you are in a position to be a teacher of men and gods. But if you are not yet clear about it, you won't be able to save even yourself. Yunmen's unapproachable method. What is that? What is your unapproachable method? And how can you avoid Yun Men's rebuke? If you can pull it off, your study is finished. But if not, if you use the words as if they will protect you, the words become the master. You have missed it. But is that really possible? Can our true nature, our Buddha nature, ever be missed? Can a fish miss the water in which he swims? Is Yun Men then deceiving the monk? Well, a teacher is the consummate liar. His lies point us to the truth that is right there and was always there. The bodhisattva abandons transcendence in order to help. Thus he becomes truly transcendent, beyond even notions of transcendence. Buddha nature pervades the whole universe existing right here and now. Hey, isn't that a quote from the chanting service? If you're an Eno, what about that? How will you answer? How would an Eno respond to that question? And silence doesn't cut it. We have to cross the invisible, non-existent line between words that might be true and words that are the truth itself. It's a non-existent line, yet still we must cross it. Wu Men's verse. A line is dropped into a swift stream, greedy for the bait he has caught. If your mouth opens just a bit, your life is completely lost. Yes, greedy for the bait he has caught. Yun Men asked the question, and our monk was a little too quick to answer. Why, yes it is. See, I'm really up on my poetry. He gave himself away, climbed right onto the hook. If your mouth opens just a bit, your life is completely lost. Your life is completely lost, but which life? In case number 5 in the Wu Men Guan, Xiang Yen said, it's as though you were up a tree, hanging from a branch by your teeth. Your hands can't grasp a branch and your feet can't touch one. Someone appears beneath the tree and asks, what is the meaning of Bodhidharma's coming from the West? If you do not answer, you fail the questioner and evade your responsibility. If you do answer, you lose your life. What do you do? The monk opened his mouth and lost his life. Yun Men opened his mouth and lost his life. Are they the same? Are they different? How does the person of great strength speak without moving lips or tongue? Speak if you must. And if you come from the heart, you say just what you say. Then it is not just true, but the truth itself. Pass the salt, please. How are you doing today? Nice to see you again. Or, together with all beings, we realize the way.